With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he won't be rushed to end the war as Iran negotiations drag on. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said he's under no pressure to make a hasty agreement with Iran.
I don't want to rush it. I want to take my time. We have plenty of time. And I want to get a great deal. I want to get a deal where our nation and the world is safe.
He was pushing back against several reporters' questions about exceeding the 4 to 6 week timeline that he and his aides previously set for the war. If Iran doesn't agree to a war-ending deal, the president said the U.S. would finish it up militarily. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump also says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah by 3 weeks after talks at the White House. Trump said at the meeting Thursday between the Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors to the United States went very well. Wildfires continue to burn in southeast Georgia and northeast Florida, with some 50 homes already destroyed. Denise Stevens was among the wildfire evacuees who got a free meal and some rest at the Twin Rivers Baptist Church in Hortense, Georgia.
We had to evacuate due to the fire that's on Drury Lane. I don't know if I still have a house standing or not. And that's what drives me, I think, crazy more than anything, not knowing.
The fires have sent smoke drifting over several states in the southeast, leading to air quality warnings as far away as Columbia, South Carolina. Police say one person died and five more were wounded after a shooting inside the food court at the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge. Police have described it as a confrontation between two groups. Five people have been arrested. This is SRN News. A warning from religion freedom activists.
They say hate crimes laws in Europe are leading to restrictions on people of faith. International Christian Concern says Europe's Digital Services Act can affect speech even here in the U.S. because, quote, it incentivizes companies to comply with its requirements and revise their worldwide content moderation policies. From politics to religion, online content is increasingly being classified as hate speech. Michael Harrington reporting.
With the midterm elections looming, the Democratic Party is having an internal struggle over the role of the LGBT agenda in its platform. After the 2024 presidential election, Democrats were divided over the role that LGBT issues played in their party's losses. The Trump campaign ran a series of ads criticizing Vice President Kamala Harris for supporting sex change operations for people in prison. This is SRN News. A major media shift is shaping up in Hollywood. Bob Agnew reports.
HBO Max, Top Gun, CBS, and CNN may all be placed under the control of the upstart Paramount Skydance soon. That's because shareholders of Warner Brothers Discovery approved an $81 billion sale of the company on Thursday. The deal, including debt, valued at nearly $111 billion. If approved, the mega merger would vastly reshape Hollywood and the wider media landscape. It would further consolidate power in an industry already run by just a handful of major players. Bob Agnew reporting.
In the latest round of tech industry job cuts, Meta is laying off about 8,000 workers, and Microsoft is offering buyouts to a similar number. Meta confirmed Thursday it plans to cut about 10% of its workforce in an effort to invest in other parts of its business. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.